KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school hoops last night, first in girls basketball, the Southwest Valley Timberwolves opened up the girls basketball season with a 64-28 win over Griswold in a game heard here on KJAN last night. The Timberwolves grabbed the lead early and put the game out of reach by halftime. It was 14-3 at the end of the first, and the T-Wolves pushed the lead to 33-8 by the half. Riley Jacobs led the way with 17 points. Kaylee Myers had a strong night in the post with 15. Maggie Heyer also finished in double digits with 13 for Southwest Valley. Timberwolves will be right back at it tonight, hosting Shenandoah. Griswold was led by 7 points apiece from Hope Ogg and McKenna Wichman. The Tigers will travel to face Nottoway Valley tonight. Also in girls basketball around the area last night, it was Creston over Winterset, 65-56. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian, 58-41. Gilbert down in Kemper Catholic, 74-47. Harlan over Traynor, 46-36. Logan Magnolia beat Westwood, 51-40. Nottoway Valley topping Clarinda, 60-12. South Central Calhoun, a 46-39 winner over Audubon. It was Underwood beating Shenandoah, 58-45. West Central Valley over Southeast Warren, 68-48. The Southwest Valley Timberwolves jumped out to an 18-3 lead by the end of the first quarter and zipped away to a 61-38 win over Griswold on Monday night. The Timberwolves got off to a strong start behind the early hot shooting of Blaine Ventiger, who had 10 points in the first quarter. He would eventually lead all scorers on the night with 18 points, including 4 3-pointers. The T-Wolves also got 14 points from Tucker Teppel, 12 from Garrett Mann, and 10 from Adam Harris. Griswold was led by 15 points from Jaden Amend, and Adam Hauser finished with 9 points last night. Also in boys basketball, it was AHSTW beating Woodbine, 68-39. Clarinda over Nottoway Valley, 63-57. Lewis Central beat Sioux City North, 84-59. Logan Magnolia topping Westwood, 38-33. South Central Calhoun beating Audubon, 61-39. Underwood over Shenandoah, 66-45. Winterset beat Creston, 66-39 in boys hoops. In men's hoops, Northern Iowa set a McLeod Center record for points in a 110-51 win over Luther College. The Panthers connected on their first 8 shots of the game as they improved to 8-1.
We felt our biggest challenge was to guard the dribble and guard your man, and I thought we did a good job of that. And that really slowed them down. And then we talked about rebounding it and pushing it in transition, and we got both those things accomplished. So the guys, you know, checked off 1, 2, and 3 tonight.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. Freshman Noah Carter led 6 Panthers in double figures with 25 points last night. Number 22, Washington has a 4-game winning streak after holding the nation's best 3-point shooting team to just 17% shooting from beyond the arc, as the Huskies allowed South Dakota to hit just 4 of 23 3-point tries in a 75-55 win over the Coyotes. Louisville is the latest team to climb to number 1 in the Associated Press men's college basketball poll after claiming 48 of 65 first-place votes. Number 2, Kansas has 3 first-place votes. Maryland is 3rd, followed by Michigan and Virginia. The Cavaliers receive 5 first-place votes. Michigan has matched a poll record by debuting at number 4, matching Kansas in 1989. Ohio State, North Carolina, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Duke round out the top 10. The Blue Devils fell from first with their home loss to Stephen F. Austin. A busy week continues for the Iowa basketball team as they visit Syracuse tonight in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The Hawkeyes just returned from Las Vegas, where they split a pair of games, and they'll open up the Big Ten race on Friday at Michigan.
It's not something that we really even talk about, to be honest with you. You know, it's just next game on the schedule. You know, how do we plan practice? You know, how much film do we watch? How long do we stay on the floor? You know, when are we leaving? And just try to take a, I guess, kind of a very professional approach to it.
Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey there. It'll be Iowa's first visit to the Carrier Dome.
It's a unique place to play. I've coached there a number of times. You know, great crowds. And, you know, it's a situation where, you know, we've got to be ready to compete.
Syracuse is 4-3 after losses to Oklahoma State and Penn State at a tournament in New York City, but McCaffrey says it'll take a big effort to beat the Orange on their home floor. Iowa comes in 5-2. We'll have that game for you tonight on the radio. That's a 5 o'clock pregame start time, but 6 o'clock will be tip time for that ball game. Well, the high school wrestling season getting underway, and the predicament has its class individual and tournament team rankings out. First of all, in Class 1A, Don Bosco is top-rated with Lisbon number 2. Underwood is at number 3 with Logan Magnolia ranked 8th. among the individual wrestlers in our area that are ranked to start the season. At 106, Jace Rose of Riverside is ranked second, and Gable Porter of Underwood fourth. At 113, Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley ranks sixth. At 120, Hagen Heistand of Logan Magnolia is top-rated, with Stevie Barnes of Underwood ranked second. At 126, Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center is number seven, and Seth Danker of ACGC rated eighth. Logan James of Underwood is second-ranked at 138. At 145, Nick Hamilton of Underwood is top-rated, with Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia ranked third. At 152, Blake Thompson of Underwood is second-ranked, and Jackson Ray of East Mills is ninth. At 160, Riley Stafford of Underwood is 10th-rated. At 170, Drew Vantiger of Bedford Lennox is fourth-ranked, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley fifth-rated, and Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center rated seventh. Gavin Fisher of AHSTW is 7th ranked at 195. At 220, Luke Mazinski of Audubon is 7th ranked. Chris Gardner of Underwood 8th rated. While at 285, Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia is 4th ranked. And Brock Fox of Trainer ranked 10th to start the year. The Class 2A rankings don't have any teams locally in the top 10 ratings. West Delaware is 1, Union 2, and Osage is 3. Among the individuals ranked, Jonathan Earp of Red Oak is rated 8th at 113. At 126, Benjamin Schmitz of Kemper Catholic is ranked 5th, while Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam is 9th rated. At 152, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama ranked 5th. At 160, Justin McCunn of Red Oak is 2nd rated. At 170, Carter Bendorf of Harlan is rated 9th. At 182, Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM is number 2. Jacob Childs of Clarinda is 7th rated. At 195, Carter Maines of Red Oak is 4th ranked, and Sam Chapman of Creston is 5th rated. At 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda is 9th ranked. And at 285, Cale Roller of Atlantic Cam is 6th rated to start the year. Also in Class 3A, Bettendorf, the top rated team. Also locally at 113, Tanner Wink of Lewis Central is rated 8th. Mason Allen of Thomas Jefferson is 10th rated at 120. And at 145, Tanner Higgins of Lewis Central is ranked 7th, just ahead of Abraham Dirks of Carroll, who is number 8 to start the year in the individual rankings. Well, University of Iowa junior defensive end A.J. Epinesa has been named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, and junior kicker Keith Duncan has been named Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week following Iowa's 27-24 win at Nebraska. Epinesa set career highs in tackles with 14, tackles for loss with 4.5, and with 9 solo tackles and 2 sacks against Nebraska. Epinesa has recorded 6 sacks in his last 5 games. He leads the team with 9 and ranks 6th in the Big Ten in sacks per game. His 9 quarterback hurries and 3 forced fumbles are also team best. Epinesa is also one of 5 candidates for the Lott Impact Trophy Defensive Player of the Week. Epinesa led the Big Ten and ranked 9th in the nation last season with 10.5 sacks and earned preseason All-American honors from 6 publications. Duncan connected on a 48-yard field goal with 1 second remaining to help lead Iowa to that win over Nebraska. It was Duncan's second field goal of the game. His 29 field goals made are the most in the NCAA this season, a single-season school record and a Big Ten record, and tied for 6th most in NCAA single-season history. Duncan is 29 of 34 on field goal attempts this season, including 14 of 18 on tries of 40-plus yards. He's a perfect 25 of 25 on PATs. Duncan's 38 career made field goals are the 6th most all-time in school history, and he's one of 3 finalists for the Lou Groza Award. Iowa at 9-3 will learn its bowl destination coming up on Sunday. In other college football news, Washington head football coach Chris Peterson says he's stepping down 6 seasons at the school, with defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake promoted to take over the program. Peterson's decision was shocking, coming off a season in which the Huskies went 7-5 in the regular season and are bound for a 6th straight bowl game under his leadership. Peterson was 146-38 combined during his time as the head coach at Boise State and at Washington. Well, the Seattle Seahawks have grabbed control of first place in the NFC West with a strong second half against Minnesota Monday night. Rashad Penny scored 1 touchdown, rushing and 1 receiving in the Seahawks' 37-30 win over the Vikings. Seattle trailed 17-10 until Penny burst into the end zone on a 1-yard run early in the third quarter. The Seahawks pulled ahead on a field goal and took control when Russell Wilson hit David Moore for a 60-yard touchdown. Penny's 13-yard scoring grab made it 34-17 with 13.5 minutes to play. Wilson was 21 of 31 for 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception that was returned 30 yards by Anthony Harris for a touchdown. The Seahawks and the 49ers are 10-2, but Seattle holds the tiebreaker with 4 games remaining. Kirk Cousins was 22 of 38 for 276 yards and 1 touchdown for the 8-4 Vikings, who are a game back of first place Green Bay in the NFC North. Rookie quarterback Gardner Minshew will return to Jacksonville's starting lineup Sunday against the L.A. Chargers. He replaces ineffective and highly paid veteran Nick Foles following the team's fourth consecutive lopsided loss. Minshew went 4-4 as the starter, while Foles recovered from a broken left collarbone suffered in the opener. The Lions have put rookie tight end T.J. Hockenson on injured reserve with an ankle injury. Hockenson caught 32 passes for 367 yards and 2 touchdowns this season after being taken by Detroit in the first round of the draft out of Iowa. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is not expected to miss any time after injuring his right hand in Sunday's loss to Pittsburgh. Mayfield played the second half with a glove, helping protect his hand after he hit it on the face mask of a Steelers player while throwing a pass before halftime. In baseball news, the Cincinnati Reds have added an all-star infielder to their starting lineup. The Reds have worked out a 4-year, $64 million package with free agent infielder Mike Moustakas. Moustakas hit .254 with 35 homers and 87 RBIs this year and made his third all-star team. The 31-year-old could fill the Reds' hole at second base that opened when Scooter Gennett got hurt and then was traded last season. Also, catcher Austin Barnes agreed to a $1.1 million one-year deal with the Dodgers. The Cubs did not offer a 2020 contract to shortstop Addison Russell, making the 2016 All-Star a free agent a year after he was suspended for violating Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. The Marlins have acquired infielder Jonathan Villar from the Orioles for a minor league left-handed pitcher. The Red Sox have tendered outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. a contract for the 2020 season, keeping his rights. The Giants allowed Kevin Pillar to become a free agent after failing to offer the outfielder a 2020 contract. And the Indians have acquired catcher Sandy Leone from the Red Sox for a minor league right-handed pitcher. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.